Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is the cowboy himself, David Smith.
Yay, good morning
David Smith.
To you.
It is good to be here and good to see you this morning. I like your pink cowboy hat.
Thank you. I like
hat.
Your cowboy hat.
What I want to talk about is our Waxahachie Cowboy Gathering that happens on April 13th.
All right.
It will start off in the morning in front of Sims Library. There's going to be activities for children. There's going to be a lot of fun. And things will be going on even later than 10 o'clock. But from my timeline, 10 to 12 in front of the Sims Library.
Mm-hmm.
Then, starting at noon in the Pocket Park, there's going to be music and activity. A lady from Austin's going to be playing an accordion.
The Pocket Park, if you're not familiar with Pocket Park, is downtown. It's over there, kind of, let's see, it's over in between. It's over there near El Mexicano.
Uh-huh. The museum.
Across from the museum and over there by the mix and those and across from the courthouse.
So on the corner of the courthouse lawn is what I'd like to say.
Yeah.
We'll have a lot of activity. There'll be a cowboy poet. There'll be some other performers playing at noon for a couple of hours at the Texas Art and Pour.
Okay.
There will be open mic for people that want to try their hand at either playing a guitar and singing some song, typically this something they wrote, that they made a poem. That's how I got started. I would go to the open mics and try out a poem that I had written, and I got the confidence then to stand in front of people and say poetry.
Okay.
Also, one of our performers.
Texas Art and Pour. Mention where Texas Art and Pour is.
It is on the south side of the courthouse area,
mm-hmm.
next to, it's down the...
By Farmlet.
Yeah, by Farmlet, right next door to Farmlet.
Okay.
And wonderful space where Texas wines are available, but also art
mm-hmm.
is available.
It's a cool place inside
it
there.
It is. I like
and
that.
And isn't that, who owns that? Do you remember?
Yes, Danny and Sean Cagle.
Yes, went to school here.
They have a great space to be in. They host a lot of good activities. One of our performers is going to be down at the Southern Roots for
mm-hmm.
2 hours.
Yeah, that's the yellow building. That's down there by the train tracks.
If
you're new to town.
And then the same group, which is a couple from South Dakota, they will then take a short break and be at the College Street Pub
mm-hmm.
for a couple of hours.
Yeah, and College Street Pub's over there across from the C&B parking lot.
Exactly, yeah.
By the old police station.
There you go. And then the real big, and none of these others are less, but from 2:30 to 8:30 in the Texas Theater.
Mm-hmm.
In the Texas Theater, starting at 2:30, we'll have an hour of music combined with a poet. There'll be a musician act and a poet. Then the next hour, the same thing, musician act and a poet. And we've got all this lined up all the way until the last act is 7 o'clock to 8:30.
Oh, okay.
And Kristen Harris is well known in the cowboy entertainment, and she has a big following. I talked to a lady from Waco yesterday that's going to be here for Teresa Burleson, one of the poets from the area, and then she wants to hear Kristen Harris. But, you know, I'd be name-dropping to start calling off all the folks that are coming here, but Miss Devon and the Outlaw, Lori Beth Brooke from Austin, Francine Robinson is a cowgirl poet from Oklahoma, and Grace Partridge has performed here recently at the Texas Theater. Ed Meyer is from East Texas, from Jasper, Texas. Old Jim Cathy is from Marlin, Texas. We've got people coming in from all over the place. The Foggy Memory Boys are very good harmony and good performers. And just your list of people. I know I've left people out, but gosh, we've got a lot of talent lined up.
So back up and tell everyone what this is. What is the Cowboy Gathering, and what does that look like?
Something that's referred to as Cowboy Poet Gathering, Cowboy Gathering in general, started over 30 years ago at some places like Alpine, Texas, Elko, Nevada. Now they're having some in Durango, and I recited at one in Cimarron, New Mexico. But it's a gathering of people that do cowboy poems, cowboy songs. They even said at one of our gatherings, this is not country and western, it's cowboy.
Yeah, right.
So we maintain, and the cowboy poets come out of an oral tradition of telling stories around the campfire.
Mm-hmm.
These things were memorized and handed on from cowhand to cowhand, and this just carries that western tradition. This keeps it alive of the talents that we have to be able to sing the old songs, to tell some of the old poems, And it's just an exciting thing to be around. People are very generous with their time. A lot of these folks are actually ranchers, and they have a work ethic. They apply themselves to whatever they're going to do.
And it used to be, in the past, y'all have done it out there by the park at the Chautauqua, and now you've moved this to downtown. And so, there, like when y'all were out there, I think there were other things y'all were doing too. So there's this is going to have just a whole cowboy feel all the way around.
All the way around.
It's going to be there's going to be music, poetry.
Some of the children activities will be more at the Sims Library earlier in the day, but I think they're planning on having some music going on in the Lyceum even through the day as well.
Okay.
To promote this cowboy feel, to get this pony up expression is a good thing. So we're all going to be, you know, giving our all to perform and recite and to sing. And again, I can't stress how much talent we have coming to Waxahachie. And these are people that are in this circuit of folks that we've performed together at Albuquerque, New Mexico, and other places. They just rally around this kind of event.
That's cool. And so if people want to come listen to this, they can. If they want to, dress up, get involved,
get
involved.
Yeah, get your boots on.
Get your boots on. Come on down.
And it's free. We don't charge for anything. And go ahead and shop in some of the boutiques downtown while you're here. Go to the restaurants and eat while you're... And that's nice that it's all right downtown. It's all contained in a fun area.
So the restaurants are Southern Roots and the pub.
Certainly Lonesome Dove. But there's several restaurants downtown, places to eat, and shop. This is a come-and-go event. You don't have to come in and just stay seated. Go over to the Texas Theater and hear some music.
Walk around downtown. Enjoy. Go get you something to eat. Go shop. Yeah, right. Come back to one of the other places. Have you a drink. Have you dessert.
That's it. And just have a good time in downtown Waxahachie.
That sounds like fun.
So, we have some good backers and some good people that are helping me present this. And it illustrates how good a place Waxahachie is. For helping us all together to support each other and then to have fun together.
So if they want more information, they can go to WaxahachieCowboy.com.
Exactly.
Go to WaxahachieCowboy.com and you can get more information like the times and where everybody's going to be and all that sort of thing. Yeah. All right, David Smith, anything else you want to add before we go?
I'll just say yippee-tai-yay-yay.
Yippee-tai-yay-yay. All right. Well, we'll see you guys on April 13th. Check it out at WaxahachieCowboy.com. And we thank you, David Smith, and we look forward to seeing you.
Thanks so much.